Hello, this is Sean.
I'm Kira.
I'm Evan.
Hi, I'm Aiden, and you are tuned into CJSF's Open Mic, where we are starting with The Glade by Sean Leone featuring Daniel Caesar.
But before we get into that, I'd like to acknowledge that we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh-speaking peoples.
The mic's muted, don't worry.
Okay. Somebody get home.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Hi, you are tuned into CJSF's Open Mic, and we are going to begin with The Glade by Sean Leone featuring Daniel Caesar.
Watch the phoenix.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome back to our programming. Excuse me. Sorry.
Sorry. Hey, welcome back to CJSF. Just some weird computer stuff going on, so we're doing what we can. Thanks for bearing with us as we navigate this first time on the radio in true community radio fashion, because why would anything work when it doesn't? Why don't we just take a moment to introduce ourselves to the listeners? Yeah?
All right. Hello. I'm Sean. I'm a high school student here who goes to a mountain, and I have an interest in radio and music production, especially the grunge and rap, rock kind of music as well. I'm going to pass it over to Aiden now.
Hi, my name is Aiden. I am also a student at Burnaby Mountain. I have an interest in alternative rap and alternative R&B, similar to the premise of our show. And I also love swimming. All right, I'm going to pass it over to Evan.
All right. Hello, my name is Evan. I'm a grade 12 student here in Burnaby. I have interest in alternative R&B, hip-hop, and any type of pop music. Yeah. I'm going to pass it on to Kira now.
Hi, I'm Kira. I'm a high school student also in Burnaby. I have a main interest in alternative rap and R&B. And I think a question I want to ask my fellow co-hosts as we kind of navigate the difficulties right now is, what are some really good songs you guys have listened to lately? Or what are some good albums that you guys are really keeping in rotation?
Well, recently I've listened to the new Tyler Creator album. And also the new Freddie Gibbs album.
What were your opinions on that one?
I thought the Freddie Gibbs album, I think it was pretty consistent. But I think I'd got to give it another re-listen.
All right. I re-listened to this artist who's from Vancouver. Shout out to Neck of the Woods. Band from Vancouver. I've listened to them. They're not as much rap. They're more heavy metal kind of stuff, but I do enjoy their stuff, and they were pretty interesting. I like the use of the double kicks and the drums. There's lots of cool techniques there, and I don't know. It's just kind of my comfort music right now. I don't know.
I've also listened to the new Tyler, the Creator album, but I had some trouble enjoying it, as I really felt that each track could have been on the last couple albums, so I felt it was more of a repeat of what he's already done.
But I feel like that repetition of like his style that he's doing is also like he's combining all the best parts of his best like last tracks and they're making them into one really good album, and so I feel like that could have been the point of that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think I'd agree with Kira, because I think Tyler Creator, on this new album, I think his writing has gone to the best he's ever done. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I noticed there were lots of signs of him having trouble with parenthood and growing up. So I really felt like I could enjoy what he was speaking on, because I feel like in the past few albums that he's released, I feel like the themes weren't really aligning with what I could adapt to.
I actually haven't listened to it yet. Would you say it would be worth a listen if for someone who doesn't really know Tyler, who doesn't like, if I don't listen to him, so would you think this is a good album to get introduced to?
I think absolutely. I think that while it's not Flower Boy or Igor, which is most of his kind of big, huge mainstream albums, I think that the versatility that he represents in his writing and in his production and in how the album is structured, I think would be, there's something for everyone on this album, I believe. Something for everyone. If you have the correct mindset going into this, it can be really good for you. He had, like, I really love when Noid first came out. I remember I was very excited about that as it was a surprise drop. The guitars on that was really crazy and all that. And he just, his sampling as well, he sampled, I believe, actually, I'm not overly sure, but it was a really cool sample from, I think, maybe, I'm not sure, but it was a very cool sample. And so there's just good things for everybody.
Yeah. This new album, I feel like this is an album that if you were to give it a listen, you've never listened to Tyler Creator, you could get a feel for his music just based off the first three songs. Yeah.
Okay, well, I liked that. It seems like a decent starting album if I want to get into it. So, I mean, I'll check that out when I get home, put it on my radio or something. And, yeah, can't wait. Maybe we could put on some music now if the computers are working. Hold up for technical difficulties.
Enchanters are all around you. Enchanters are all around.
Every little inlet, every cove and every rock is the stuff that you are made of. You are island stock.
By 20 young men travel, their load is small and light. For most it never matters whether they go left or right. I was thinking on those cities, how bright they seem at night, while Aurora Borealis lit the road to luscious light. Man-made urban spaces, they don't rest, they're never still. And the wind remains alone, without purpose, without will. There's nothing for their homeless but a rich man's godless prayer, that whoever they are not in despair. Now there's a lost cause, but we can give it a go. All you gotta do to break the ice is come on, come on, it's something nice. Do it. Oh yeah, come and do it to me. Oh yeah. Well, I was born back in the 50s, okay. So I'm a child of the 60s. All I wanna do is play guitar. Play so loud you notice who I are. Who I are. Who I are. Come and do it to me. Oh yeah. Darling, you can break the ice. Give me once or twice. Infinity looks nice in your eyes. Don't let me go, let me go.
Now that was Break the Ice by the Scruffs. And next we'll be playing Okaga CA by Tyler the Creator.